This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. A three-day special sitting of Parliament has been called tomorrow to discuss an important constitutional amendment relating to the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has said there is nothing to worry about the Women's Reservation Bill as all the provisions have been carefully addressed. Mr. Rijiju said every state has been fairly considered with provisions for an increase in the number of seats.
Every state, every region, every community, there is nothing to worry. Everything is taken care of. The southern states are fortunate that despite controlling the population growth, despite less people in terms of proportionate, in terms of ratio, they still gain because the numbers have risen proportionate. So no state is losing.
The country's first woman president, Pratibha Patil, has written a letter to Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressing her support for the Women's Reservation Initiative. Campaigning is in full swing for assembly elections in Tamil Nadu and West Bengal. Top leaders of various parties are holding back-to-back rallies and roadshows to woo voters. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a massive roadshow at Nagarkoil in Tamil Nadu in support of NDA candidates today. BJP leader K. Annamalai at a public meeting in Singanallur accused DMK and Congress of working together against the welfare of the people. DMK leader and Deputy Chief Minister Udayanidhi Stalin held a poll rally at Ottapidaram. In West Bengal, senior BJP leader Amit Shah addressed public meetings at Labong in Darjeeling, Kuch Bihar's districts Tufan Ganj and in Rajganj and Phalakata of the Jalpaiguri district. He vowed that a BJP government in the state will end cut money, stop corruption and cow smuggling, install fencing on the border, drive out infiltrators, bring the Rajbanshi language into the 8th schedule and deliver justice to the Gorkhas. Trinamool Congress Chief and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee addressed a public rally in Uttar Dinajpur district of North Bengal. Ms. Banerjee said several welfare schemes have been implemented in the state for farmers, youth and women. The Election Commission has started distributing voter information slips for the single-phase polling in Tamil Nadu and first phase of voting in West Bengal on the 23rd of this month. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated Sri Guru Bhairavakya Mandir at Sri Kshetra Adi Chunchanagiri in Mandya, Karnataka today. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi urged citizens to dedicate themselves sincerely in 9 areas of development to make Vikasit Bharat a reality. The Prime Minister said the 9 areas, including promoting domestic tourism and moving towards natural farming. BJP leader Samrat Chaudhary took oath as the new Chief Minister of Bihar today. Mr. Chaudhary is the first BJP leader to assume the top post in the state. JDU leaders Vijay Kumar Chaudhary and Bijendra Prasad Yadav were also sworn in as Deputy Chief Ministers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended wishes to Samrat Chaudhary on taking oath as the Chief Minister of Bihar. He also congratulated Vijay Kumar Chaudhary and Bijendra Prasad Yadav on taking oath as Deputy Chief Ministers of Bihar. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said India remains firmly committed to ensuring safe and unimpeded maritime transit amid global energy concerns. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar informed that he participated in the Asia Zero Emission Community Plus meeting convened by Japan to deliberate on supply chain disruptions in the energy markets. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has announced the Class 10's board examination results for 2025-26 academic session. Girls have again outshone boys this year with a pass percentage of 94.99%. Meanwhile, 92.69% of boys and 87.5% of transgender students have passed the examination. Students can check their results on the official websites cbse.gov.in and cbseresults.nic.in. In IPL cricket, hosts Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on Lucknow Super Giants this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.